The theme for today, and I try to keep it simple, is what it meant that Jesus Christ is alive. And the Bible reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3 to 6. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. And I read, "He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And he hid, as it were, our face from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrow, yet we esteem him. Him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. Chastised for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed." Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We pray, O God, that you will let your Shekinah glory fill this place. Father, give us receptive ears, O God, a receptive heart to hear your word. Father, decrease me and increase you, that your word, O God, as prophet Isaiah said, it shall come forth and it shall not return void, but accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. Father, we thank you for the word today. We thank you for that everlasting life, my Lord. We thank you to know that Jesus Christ is alive, oh God. We thank you to know that victory has been won on the cross. Victory over death, victory over the grave, victory over sin, and victory over hell. Father, we are victorious in Jesus' mighty name. Father, have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. As I was reading this passage and thinking of an appropriate theme, and since our brother last week preached on the sermon of "He is risen," I am here today to tell you that Jesus Christ is alive. He is alive and he's sitting on the throne. Whatever troubles, whatever tribulation, whatever discomfort, whatever sacrificial lamb of God, he is sitting on the throne, and he is here today to say that I am alive, I am alive, I am alive, and it is well with your soul in Jesus' mighty name. Jesus was despised. He was rejected by man. Jesus was despised. He was not esteemed. Jesus bore our grief and our sorrow. Jesus was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. He was chastised for the peace that was upon him. And by his stripes, we are still healed. I pray we are healed today. Whatever your situation, we are healed today in Jesus' mighty name. Last week I was listening to the evangelist Lewis, and he spoke about the three S's. My pastor back home would say those are the three S's. And when I was in law school, we had a case with three S's because there was a contract problem. And that case was based on the 3S tonic. I guess you must have heard. If you don't know, Google it. The 3 S's. But he spoke about the stone. He spoke about the seal. And he spoke about the soldier. But nothing could have kept my Lord and my Father from rising from the dead. I said nothing. But we have seen in the Bible that he said prophecy shall be fulfilled in Jesus' name. And we have seen a preemptive of it. Because when he rolled away the stone of Lazarus, he said, "Lazarus, come forth." He had to roll away his own stone in Jesus' name. He shall roll away that stone from you in Jesus' mighty name. Today I want to preach on what is meant that he is alive. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14, the Apostle Paul is speaking. And he said, if Christ has not been risen from the dead, then we had nothing to preach about. We had nothing to believe. And as a former Muslim, I can tell you, when the Muslim read the Bible or they read the Quran, it is stated there, but they only stop at chapter 27. When the disciples remembered, they said, this is the Christ that we were told from the day of John the Baptist that would come and will shed his blood that can mankind's sins can be forgiven. But the Muslim failed to realize when they told the priest, they said, roll that stone, put that seal, put the soldier to surround him, because he prophesied that he would reign on the third day. And he said, since that is the fact, let your soldier be there. And the Muslim believed that his body was taken away, and they don't believe in the resurrected Jesus. But even the story is more than that. The fact that he was risen on the third day, he is alive. If Christ was not risen, then our faith is a delusion. We are still lost in sins. In our all the preaching of 2,000 years is wasted if Christ is not alive. If Christ is not alive, all the money spent on buildings and sending missionaries to preach the good news would have been in vain. But Apostle Paul went on in chapter 15, verse 20, and he said, but the truth is that Christ has risen from the dead. And I want to tell you today that that is the only truth. It is the most important truth in all biblical history, that Christ is alive. And because he is alive, there are some wonderful benefits that for you and for me, and I classify it as hope. I say, my brothers, my sister, there is hope for you today in Jesus Christ. There is hope for your family in Jesus Christ. There is hope for us as a country in Jesus' mighty name. With hope, there is resurrected Jesus Christ. Who can make it? I don't know more sad words in the English dictionary than hopelessness. But I thank God we have no hopelessness, because we have our hope. We know that our God is alive, and he is sitting on this right hand side of the Lord Almighty, interceding for me and you. He shall intercede for us in Jesus' mighty name. I said the first H, or forgiveness, is wrapped in the blood of Jesus Christ. There's a price to be paid, and that price was paid on the cross. There is no other price that would be paid. Abraham failed him. Moses failed him. Noah failed him. Adam failed him. And in the book of Exodus, he said, let my people go, Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said, no. He said, there shall be one last plague. And that plague would be the blood covenant. I said there had to be a sacrificial lamb. There had to be a sacrificial lamb so that mankind's sins can be forgiven. And we can stand here today before the Lord and my Father. I said, Lord, we thank you for that sacrificial lamb. That lamb that you have given for us. If it was not for Moses, my Lord and my Father, the Bible said Moses brought the law, but Jesus brought grace and truth. We thank you, oh God, for that grace today in Jesus' mighty name. There's hope for forgiveness. We were redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, whom we believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and your hope would be in God. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. And Apostle Paul said, he who self-bears our sins in his own body on the tree, and we dead, being dead unto sin, and should live unto righteousness, by whose stripe we are healed. Forgiveness comes through the shredding or the shedding of the precious blood of the Lamb. The next word in hope is O. And I'm telling you today, there's an opportunity for each one of you. There's an opportunity because God did not give us that spirit of fear. He did not come to condemn us, but he came to save us. And I can tell you, there's an abundance in opportunity that is awaiting you. He said, I shall give you a second chance in Jesus' mighty name. And John chapter 8, verse 1 and 11. And Jesus went on to Mount Olive, where the scribe and the Pharisees, they were doctors and lawyers. And they brought this woman unto him. And they said, Master, we have just caught this woman in adultery. They said, in the very act, she was caught. They went on to tease him. But they said, according to the law of Moses, this woman should be placed to death. She should be stoned to death. And as if he was not listening, they said, Master, we have caught this woman in adultery, and she should be stoned to death. But Jesus, our Lord and Savior, he was writing on the score. He was writing in the sand, and he raised up and he looked at them. They wanted to use it as a conviction against him, to crucify him. But he said, let that man without sin cast the first stone. So you see, and even in then, we learn about the stone, that there is a great history about stone. And he said, let that man without sin cast the first stone. And they look around among themselves, and they see that they are not without sin, and they turn away, and they were walking out one by one by one by one. And Jesus looked at the woman, and he said, woman, where are those your accusers? And he said, had no man condemned thee? She said, no, Lord, no one. And Jesus said, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. There is no condemnation in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the hope of peace. The next word in hope, I say, is peace. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. It said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulder, and he shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Actually, I wanted to say, he called a mighty man of war because he is good in battle. He fought the battle on the cross and it was won for you and me. He fought the battle over sin and it was won for me and you. He fought the battle over hell and it was won for me and you. Today we are more victorious in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But he gave us that peace of mind. That peace of mind to tell us that he is alive today and it is well with your soul in Jesus' mighty name. First, there's a peace which comes from knowing that our sin has been forgiven. Secondly, there's a peace which comes from knowing that Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, has come to live in our heart today. We have peace because of Jesus. Jesus, our Savior. In Matthew chapter 1 verse 21, he says, since he is our Savior, he is able to forgive our sin. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. In Matthew chapter 1 verse 23, he says, since he is Emmanuel, he is able to live in our heart. I am telling you today that Jesus lives in you because he said, great is he that is in me that is in the world. Christ, the hope of glory, is in us today in Jesus' mighty name. He has given us eternal life. That is the last letter in hope. Eternal life. And eternal life is the assurement that he is alive. We all want to see Jesus. We all want to, we always sing, when we look at yonder, and when we see the cross, our destination should be heaven. There should be nowhere. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that he would help us to make heaven in Jesus' mighty name. Because how he did it for the thief on the cross, he can do it for you today. We don't know what was the circumstances of the thief on the cross. There was one on the right, there was one on the left. But the one said, my Lord and my Father, he said, remember me when you get into your kingdom. And Jesus says, surely I shall remember you. I am telling you today, he shall remember you because he remembered Jacob. He remembered Moses. He remembered Abraham. He said, Abraham, I shall remember you and I shall deliver Lot. He said, oh my God, when Pharaoh was crying and trying to hold him back, God said, I shall remember the Israelites and I shall be deliver them out of bondage in Jesus' name. Hannah cried, and he remembered Horah, he remembered Jacob, he remembered Moses, he remembered Isaac, he remembered Esther, and he favored her in Jesus' mighty name. He shall remember you and favor you. That is the promise and the heritage of God. Because he's alive today. He's alive today. And in John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. That whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Everlasting life is a covenant. I say we have everlasting life in Jesus' name. Whatever your situation, whatever your circumstances, whatever your dilemma, I say we have everlasting life in Jesus' mighty name. But he went on, he said, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. That is the Savior we serve today. That is the Savior we serve today. And in John chapter 1, verse 5 and 50, 11, and this is recorded, that God had given us eternal life, and that his life is in his son. There's a history of the stone. But I believe as I summarize, he's alive. That he had to roll away the stone. Like how he rolled away the stone for Lazarus. That was the preemptive situation in which he's saying, I will roll away my own stone. Sometimes we have that stone in us. And we don't know. And we say, Lord, what is the situation? I cannot bear this anymore. But I am here today to give you hope and to tell you that how he rolled away the stone of Lazarus. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. He shall roll away that stone for you today. He shall roll away the stone of discouragement and give you hope. He shall roll away the stone of doubt and give you hope. He shall roll away the stone of defeat and give you hope. He shall roll away the stone of death and give you hope today. We have hope in Jesus. We have a reason to live. We have a reason to live. Whatever job situation you may be finding, ask me about it. I was taken from a period of comfort in my comfort zone. And I was taken to a country that I never knew before. In Africa, I flew from the Caribbean. I passed North America. I get into Africa for the first time. I spent 1 year in Kenya. I had nothing, nothing to eat, nothing to drink. Nothing to spend. I had one last $100. And the pastor said, he said, we shall go on a 3-day fasting and prayer. I never speak Swahili, but I understand what is it to fast and to pray. And I fasted for 3 days. And I said, Lord, let me prove you today. I have nothing. I come naked before you. Provide for me. If you are the Jehovah Jireh, provide for me. If you are the Jehovah Nisi, provide for me. If you are the Jehovah Rapha, provide for me. And on the 3rd day of my fasting, I fainted. I fell as if I want to die. But I said that I was telling myself, I say, if I have life, if I have breath, the last breath I will serve you. And I finish my course. You know, Apostle Paul said, you have to run the race. You have to finish your course. And there's always a trophy waiting for you. And I can tell you, my brothers and my sister, after the 4th day, I have never received so many invitations for job. From a position of nothing to a position of something. I have been to paid interview. I never knew about the United Nations. And when they asked me, they said, are you available for interview? I said, yes. I said, do you want me to travel? They said, no. Interview is over the phone. I said, thank you, Lord. Immediately after the interview, I see the favor of the Lord upon my life. And they say, you are employed. And I say, thank you, Lord. Then another company said, you are employed. I said, thank you, Lord. Then another company said, you are employed. I said, thank you, Lord. That is the favor of God. And as I enter into the United Nations, I never know the difference between a UNV, a FS, and a P. Never know. Because it was not my, I don't want to know. What I know that I am moving by faith. Because like how he told Abraham, he said, leave everything behind and go to the land that I will show you. I know it was a land of milk and honey. Oh, my Lord and my Father. And I move out in faith. And when I arrive in the UN 2007, my boss looked at me. He said, are you sure you want a field service or you want a professional? I said, whatever it is there, I accept. And then you know you always have these doubters. You always have a doubting Thomas. And they were doubting my progression. They said, Mr. John, you are moving too fast. We're going to do a reference check on you to see if your qualification is really genuine. And they did the reference check. And they found that the qualification was genuine. They found that I have a first degree in economics and I have a master's in port and shipping. And they said, well done. I said, thank you, God. Then they tried to stop my progression. They said, you cannot move from FS to P category. And I said, I have news for you. The God that I serve is more than willing to deliver me out of this bondage. If it is a law that can keep me down, I said, the Lord that I serve shall deliver me in Jesus' mighty name. And there was an interview and a test for P4. And when you're moving from the FS to P, it's a different situation. And I did the tests for P4. I never even knew when the time was up to submit my application. But all I knew is after a period of months that I received a notification that you are clear for that post in which you apply. I thought that it has gone. I thought that I was late in making the submission, but it went through due to the favor of God. And they said, you are now clear for P4. I said, I shall now step in my glory. I shall now step into my grace because the Lord and my Father, He is still standing, sitting on the throne. His name is Jesus Christ. And what He said He can do, He will do. He will not disappoint you. Just move by faith. And then the vacancy came up for P4. Move come officer. And I applied. And my boss looked at me. He said, no, you shall not be given this post. And I made one call to the director that after 12 in the night, you know, after 12 is when the demons is working. And the director said, no, we will stop that recruitment until you have that post. And thank God that one day the post was made available to me. And those that say I cannot move from this category to that category, I became the boss. And I looked at them in the face. I said, who is your God today? Who is your God? They said, please don't chastise. I said, I'm not chastising you. But who is your God? If you know the God that I serve, he's the God of impossibility. When my God, when the doctors say no, my God say yes. When the employer said no, God will say yes in your situation. And I've moved from P4 to P5. And I'm doing the test for D1 and I'm praying in the mighty name of Jesus that one day I shall step in that grace because there is nothing impossible to who we serve in Jesus' mighty name. There is opportunity, but you just have to go out there. You just have to go out there. You just have to take the bold step. Step out into grace. Step out into faith. Step into reality. There would be obstacle, but don't be discouraged. There would be problem, but don't be discouraged. Keep moving on, because he said, I shall take you from one place, and I shall set your feet on the other. There would be obstacles. When the Israelites, they were coming out of Egypt, they said, Lord, how can Pharaoh's army catch us? He said, I shall make a way where there seems to be no way. I shall part that Red Sea, and you shall pass through in Jesus' mighty name. So when we ask him for job, ask by faith and move according to the Spirit in Jesus' mighty name. For Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, he said that I know the plans I have for you, declare the Lord, a plan to prosper you and not to harm you, a plan to give you a hope and a future. Prophet Jeremiah was hopeless. But God declared, he said, I have a plan for you, Jeremiah. A plan to give you a future and a hope. Where is your hope today? Don't be hopeless. Don't be hopeless. Even the last breath that you have in you, look to the Lord and the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. the author and the finisher of your faith. When man said no, he will say yes in Jesus' name. I am a living sacrifice. I'm a living testimony of the grace of God upon my life and upon my family life, to the extent that when my wife, she walk and she say, we need this building, I say, in the name of Jesus, you shall have the building. She said she want to set up a school. I say, in Jesus' mighty name, we shall set up a school. I say, we just claim it and we just confess it and we get and we see the work of the Lord in our life. Once you claim it, you have to possess it. If you claim it without possessing it, it is no good. Because he told David, King David, when Saul was pursuing David, he said, David, a time would come. He didn't say now. He said, a time would come when you would pursue, when you would overtake, and when you will recover everything. I said, everything. What the devil has stolen from you, you shall recover in Jesus' name. I said, what the devil has stolen from you, you shall recover in Jesus' name. Because you shall possess, you shall pursue, you shall overtake, and you shall recover all in Jesus' mighty name. That is the plan of God for us today. The fact that he's alive, we have hope. We have hope for a better future. We have hope. We have hope. And that hope shall set us free. A plan to give us hope and a future. In Jesus' mighty name. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. He has risen from the dead, and he is alive. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. By my Jesus Christ, he is alive today. He reigneth on high. He shall reign over you. He shall reign over you. He shall reign over your family, because he is alive today in Jesus' mighty name. Shall we stand up? Shall we stand up? The fact that he is alive, the fact that victory was won over sin, death, hell, and the grave, we need to thank him. We need to go before him this morning. And we need to thank him for that sacrifice. We need to thank him for that willingness to die on the cross. Father, we thank you. Just pray. 1 minute prayer. Just thank him. Thank him for the shedding of the blood on Calvary cross. Thank him for the sacrifice that he has made. Thank him for the forgiveness of our sins. Thank him for delivering us from all evil. Just remember him. He said, every time that you take of my body and my bread, remember me. Remember me. Just thank him. Give him the glory and give him the praise. Lord, we thank you for your sacrifice. You died for us not reluctantly, but willingly, my Lord. You shed your blood so that we can share in your victory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the forgiveness of our sins. Thank you for cleansing us from all unrighteousness. And the precious blood of Jesus Christ that deliver us from all evil. Help us to always remember, my Lord, the price you paid, oh God, and never take it for granted. Father, thank you, my Lord, for victory over death, for victory over grave, for victory over sin, and for victory over hell. Father, we are more than overcomers in Jesus Christ, our Savior. In his mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you.